Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Shemais. I'd like to share with you a thought or two regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, who appears here for the first time, and for here to the rest of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Klal Yisrael's history is guided by Moshe Rabbeinu. It seems to be a davar pella. Moshe Rabbeinu goes the first 80 years of his life, from about the time of his bar mitzvah to his 80th birthday, without any contact with Klal Yisrael. He's not a leader of Klal Yisrael. He has no interaction with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are all in Mitzrayim, and he's in Midian. Isn't it a pella that that would be the preparation for someone to be the Manig Yisrael? It seems to be a davar pella. I'd like to share with you something that I've seen from Rabbi Yaakov and Emes LeYaakov on Tanakh, the second chelik, which has Sefer Ezra. And there in Sefer Ezra, Rabbi Yaakov says something. You can almost hear him talking about his own life experience. And let me explain. Rabbi Yaakov begins there with the historical fact, the aside, that after the first Chorban, and Klal Yisrael went to Bavel, the main center of Torah learning remained Bavel, even though Jews returned to Eretz Yisrael in the Bayis Sheni, and the Bayis Sheni lasted 120 years. Despite that, the main Torah remained in Bavel. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav says that when the Torah was forgotten in Eretz Yisrael, Ola Ezra mi Bavel, Ezra came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, v'yista, and he set a foundation for Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Chazra v'nishtacha, Torah in Eretz Yisrael was again forgotten. Ola Hillel mi Bavel, v'yasta. Then Hillel came generations later. Chazra v'nishtach was again forgotten in Eretz Yisrael. Ola Reb Chiyo bana v'yistua. Rabbi Yaakov's point is that even though many Jews ended up in Eretz Yisrael during the Bayis Sheni, the center of Torah remained in Bavel, except for the brief period from Hillel and his descendants. Why? Zok Reb Yaakov, ki be'Eretz Yisrael hayu gedolei hadar tamid oiskim im ha-memshala. The Jews in Eretz Yisrael were constantly in a state of interaction, of defending themselves before the Roman government, before the Greek government. In Bavel, they were at peace with the government. There was no interaction. But in Eretz Yisrael, you could daily adar tamid oiskim im ha-memshala, busy. We find them on boats traveling to Rome. And Rabbi Yaakov says, this is something which confuses a person. In other words, it's not just the time they had to spend. The fact that they were busy in the Tzarchei Tziba of Klal Yisrael, it doesn't allow a person to think quietly and at peace. So that, even though the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael did the right thing, they were supposed to do what was necessary for Tzarchei Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, nevertheless, it lowered their madrega. I remember once at a Malav HaMalka for Mesivta Tveres Yerushalayim, which took place in Borough Park in the 14th Avenue, Beis Yaakov. Rav Pinchas Teitz spoke and introduced Rav Moshe. Rav Teitz said, it's really a busha that we have to have Rav Moshe come out to spend his evening traveling to Brooklyn, raising money. We should really go to Rav Moshe, let him sit and learn. We should go to him and bring him our donations. Later, Rav Moshe got up to speak, and the first thing that he said was, what Rav Teitz said is incorrect. It's a kavod to go out and raise money for Meister Satyrin. And we were sitting at the table and they're talking, and we said, look, a machlekes Rav Teitz and Rav Moshe, usually the halacha is like Rav Moshe. But in this particular disagreement, we thought that Rav Teitz was right. In other words, Rav Moshe had to be also concerned with it. Definitely, it had to affect a person. So Rav Yaakov, it affects a person. We find this later when Yeshua says to Moshe Rabbeinu, an elder of Meder, saying, Nevuah, Adoni Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu Kloy, have them silence them. So Rashi, Hater Aleihem Tzarchei Tzibur Vein Kolumei Aleihem. Make them be involved in Tzarchei Tzibur, and then in Kolumei Aleihem, they'll lose a Madrega on their own. The Dava Pella, G'dayli Yisrael, out of necessity, are icing for Tzarchei Tzibur, and it costs. It affects their ability to grow in their learning. This is the aside that Rabbi Yaakov writes. The author there of the Emes Liyakov indicates that Rabbi Yaakov mentioned this idea at Rabbi Aaron's, at a hespit for Rabbi Aaron Cutler, and we can understand why. Once we hear this, we can understand. Moshe Rabbeinu had to reach the highest level in Avodas Hashem, in Havana, in understanding the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, in recognizing he had to reach the highest level. For the first 80 years of his life, he couldn't be Oisik B'Tzarchei Tzibur. As an Eved Hashem, he'd be doing the right thing. But as somebody who in absolutely objective terms reached the highest level, so Moshe Rabbeinu was on his own. Gedali Yisrael are the Gedalim who spend their younger years sitting and hurrying. When they get older, that's what happened to Rav Palm. Until he was an older, he wasn't known to Klal Yisrael, except within the yeshiva and his Talmidim. And he was able to have those years of tremendous growth. So this is a mussar, an understanding, from the life of Moshe Rabbeinu till he's 80, away from Klal Yisrael, yes. Let us move a little further into the Parsha and the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the snare, and there the Rabbeinu Shalom tells him, Shal ne'olecha mi'al reglecha. Take your shoes off. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says, why take off your shoes? Because Admas Kodeshu, the place you're standing, is a makom of Kedusha. And Moshe Rabbeinu took off his shoes. Of course, this is like we find about someone who goes onto the Har HaBayis, as it says in the Mishnah in Brachas Daf Nun Dalet, Le'yikonis Adam LaHar HaBayis B'makloi U'B'minoloi U'B'pundisoi. A person who goes up to the Har HaBayis is not permitted to go carrying his walking stick, his shoes, or his money belt. So Moshe Rabbeinu, take off your shoes. No, you like what I just said? You think it's correct? You should be jumping out of your seats with an obvious kasha. What did I say? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu take off his shoes? It's a kiyum of the Mishnah. Lo yichnas adam lahar habayis b'maklai u'v'minah lo yubafandisi. You're not supposed to go to habayis with your walking stick, your shoes, or your money belt. But what's going on? A few psukim later, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, mazeh biyodecha. And he says, it's a walking stick. What is going on? If Moshe Rabbeinu were to take off his shoes, why did he still carry his walking stick? It's b'makloi, b'minaloi, b'fundisei. Now I go up to Arabayis with a walking stick or with shoes. So why is he carrying a walking stick? I have to tell you a second difficulty, which I have in general. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu walking around with a walking stick? Moshe Rabbeinu did not have surgery on his leg. Moshe Rabbeinu, until the day he died, 120 years old, he was full of energy and full of strength. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu going around with a walking stick? Yaakov Avinu, b'makli avarti es hayardin. Why is Yaakov Avinu going with this stick? This is before he got injured and started limping. Why is he walking around with a walking stick? Dava pella. So actually, this question is discussed, believe it or not, in the Paiskim. In Shas Tshuva Shlus Yaakov, Chelek Gimel Tshuva Aleph, he talks about the idea of not going on the Har HaBayis with a walking stick. And he says there are two types of walking sticks. There's one which a person uses to help him walk. A person who's limping, a person who needs a stick to help him go because he's older, he's aged. Such a person, his walking stick tends to be dirty. He sticks it into the mud when he needs to be steady himself. And to go with such a stick is usur. However, there is another walking stick, a walking stick that's for kavod, that it's for honor, that a person has as a sign of honor. We see some rebbes go with a silver-handled walking stick, not because they needed to walk, just because it's a sign of honor. On that type of stick, says the Shos Yaakov, you can go into Har HaBayis. What's the proof? Guess what? He says, from Moshe Rabbeinu, he took off his shoes and he still had a stick. So it's a raya that type of stick is permitted. Now, in the Tshuvas Yosef Oimitz, Tshuvat HaZayin, he brings a Shos Yaakov, he disagrees. It's not a raya for Moshe. He says Moshe Rabbeinu was different. That particular stick was the holy matah that was created by Hashmoshes, which had on it Chokuk, the Yud Beis Shiftei Kah. Moshe Rabbeinu understood, and it's no raya from here. But Al Kopanim, the Shos Yaakov makes the point that there is a type of walking stick which is just lekavod. Even though today in our day we don't really understand it, we don't understand the idea of taking a stick that you don't need to help you walk and carry it for kavod. But for a long time, that was the hanhaga in the world. Rav Pam once told me that in Slabatka, the chasheva boys were given walking sticks. Not because they needed walking sticks to walk. It was a sign of honor of kavod. This is only 100 years ago. It's not that long ago. Apparently, there's a certain level of honor or kavod abrius with which we are not familiar. In general, the ideas of kavod abrius are less today in society. People don't wear hats. Even Jews don't often understand that wearing a hat is necessarily a sign of kavod, because we live in a very informal society. But humanity, for most of its existence, has understood that there are things that people wear, even that people carry, that are signs of significance of kavod. And the walking stick was such a sign of kavod. Do we paskin this way? Do we paskin like the Shos Yaakov? I guess we'll have to wait and see. Mashiach will come, and we'll see if the Admirei HaKadosh, if the Rebbes, will go up in the Har HaBayis with their walking stick shall kavod or not. Hopefully we'll see b'meheirah b'yameinu. But certainly, without a doubt, when Mashiach will come, we'll understand the necessity for formal dress to be a sign of kavod. For formal dress, people wearing flip-flops and shorts and tank tops are not going to be allowed up on the Har HaBayis. People will go dressed in a formal, respectful way, which is befitting for a Tzelem Elokim. And so, two ideas for the parsha. One is Nayik to Gedolim. The other one is like to everybody. An idea of the chashivas of formality in serving Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu all alone with the tzayin, with a makel. It says about Shlomo HaMelech that when he lost his malchus, Tashmidoi, it says, L'besayif molach b'makloi. He still was king over his stick. What does it mean, you're king over your stick? King over it. It means he kept his pride, his kavod abrius, which was signified in the formality and the dignity of a person behaving that way. And with that, I want to wish everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh. Yitzhak Hashem, it should be a time of protection for Klal Yisrael and all the places we daven and we learn. We have to daven that the COVID situation remain at least as stable as it is today and not get worse. The chas v'shalom, chas v'chalila, it shouldn't affect our mekayves hakadoshim. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us all extraordinary protection. An absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh to one and all.